For years, Wilmington's community has clamored for a first-class indoor sports facility, as well as more recreational opportunities for kids, and now one is under construction. WHYY's Chris Barish reports that the developer promises that, quote, underserved children will be able to use the facility.
Iron workers and crane operators are moving huge red-brown steel beams into place on a long-neglected industrial strip south of Wilmington. On a stretch of South Market Street known for strip clubs, junkyards, and a dirty oil recycling facility, a phoenix is truly rising. It's the new home of the 76ers Delaware farm team, the Bluecoats, formerly known as the 87ers. But the 150,000-square-foot structure that seats 2,500 promises to be much more. Not only will it feature NBA G League basketball, elite youth soccer players and other athletes will train there. And there's a third mission, to provide free or low-cost recreational, educational, and leadership programs for kids living in poverty. That's critical in a city hard hit by gun violence, where too many youngsters are lured into gangs and drug dealing. That's music to the ears of a few kids who were shooting hoops under a searing sun this week in the impoverished Southbridge neighborhood, about a half mile away. 10-year-old Cadence Tan lives in a Wilmington Housing Authority apartment.
I think it's a great thing for the Sixers. That should be cool. Are kids like allowed to go in there sometimes to do activities and stuff like that and play basketball?
12-year-old Christian Brown seconded that notion.
I think that is actually pretty cool because when it like gets real hot, we could go over there and play basketball. We just don't have to stay outside. I think it's great for us to get exercise.
Well, it won't be as simple as going to one of the city's handful of community centers. Steve Cavalier of Bacini Pollen Group says all kids will be encouraged to participate in structured activities. There's a soccer program, plans for city youth basketball and flag football leagues, and a summer learning program that includes computer coding, dance, and theater as well as sports.
You can't just walk in and play on the courts or the turf or anything like that, but we will have planned programs for everyone.
Allison Wendell, the head of Southbridge's respected Neighborhood House Community Center, welcomes the facility, but has some worries, especially with the nearby Elbert Palmer Elementary School slated to close next year. No one involved in the project has contacted her agency, which offers a full array of programs for kids and families.
I'm always concerned about reinventing the wheel. We already have all these great youth programs in place, and now we're going to bring one more. And it'll be one more that we have to compete for the funding for. And I hope that we can partner with them to bring even more positive activities for youth.
Cavalier says the center should be open by December, and the Sixers themselves will have at least one open practice there each season. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.